I want to learn the rest together, and then we'll come back and go over what we saw yesterday in Rashi, and how Rashi differs from the approach of Rabbeinu Tam and the Rush. The Rush on this Gemara speaks about what Tosis speaks about, but he has a lot more details. Rav Huna Amar O Kesef O Meitav. So the Rush begins by quoting Rashi. Rav Huna Amar O Kesef O Meitav Pirish Rashi. Okay, so you see already in the Rush some phrases that we don't appear in Tosis. The basic approach that he takes to this Gemara, based on what Rashi said, that Rav Huna is coming to answer the kasha that we had before, but the kasha was a stira between the pasuk of Meitav Sadeyu and the pasuk of Yashav Rabbi Shava Kesef, a filusubin. Rav Huna's words are O Kesef O Meitav. That sounds like he's addressing the steer between Kesef and Meitav, which we said wasn't a Kasha to begin with. So what? How does that speak to the Kasha of the Psukim? So the way that Tosis and the Rashi are learning Al Derech Rashi, but as we'll soon see, and we'll go over again, Rashi L'Chor does not really mean this. That Rav, what happens in the Gemara is, after Rav Huna began speaking, so he said, O Kesef O Meitav. That was his introduction. That wasn't what he intended to ultimately say, because that doesn't answer the kasha. So then Rav Nachman jumps on Rav Huna as if Rav Huna didn't answer the kasha. I mean, because after all, Hatanya Yashiv. So you haven't resolved the kasha. To which Rav Huna says that that's talking b'dil esrei. That when you don't have your Meitav, then you can give what's not Meitav, you can give the Shava Kesef. That's what Tosis says as well. But now again, look at the language of the Rush and see what the Rush adds to what Tosis didn't spell out. In the words of Tosis, just B'tzarach Lomar, Shal Hispagot Saim Dvar Vashik Shalo Achihik Shalo. Finished. And then Tosis goes on, Istigarasi Amar Rav Huna, that's going on the Mishnah. That it doesn't have to be Meitav, it could be O Kesef O Meitav. But again, what emerges from Tosis is that when Rav Huna explains that Hachma Eskinan B'Dil Esrei, that would ultimately also go back and answer the earlier Kasha. That was the Mahach that we came away with from Tosis. Now, the Rush starts with that. V'lo hispik l'sayim dvar v'ashik shalor of Nachman. Here the Rush elaborates. He said, good. So Rav Nachman jumped on Rav Huna and says, but Lamaisa, what's the answer? The Kistira is still here. Because the Pasuk says you can bring Shava Kesef. And the Pasuk on the Pasuk is Meitav. The Az Amalei, to which Rav Huna then further responded, and this is what he would have originally wanted to say, just never got a chance to get it out. Now he further explains, the Kroi Hachim Etarzi. That what is the Yishuv on the Stiras of Sukim? What is the answer? Im ein lo kesef, o meitav. So what does the Rush say? Kom nil meitavu. Wow. What would we say? Ein lo kesef o meitav. Then you give what? Shava kesef. Even subin. The Rush is interesting. The Rush uses the terminology of kom nil meitavu, which is taken from earlier when we saw a papa. When they gave the answer, and we'll soon see in the Rush has a shaila discussing within Rabbeinu Tam, are they arguing with Rav Huna? Are they agreeing with Rav Huna? Tosus says for sure that they're arguing. Shaila is who the paskin like early, like Rav Papa Rav Yeshua, it's who the Riff holds, or like Rabbeinu Tam holds, like we pass like Rav Huna. But there is a machlokas. But we'll soon see again. The Rush is going to say this numerous times. That the kolimim meitavu that they use in their explanation, Rav Huna, Beis Yeshua, Rav Papa, it's not limited to the context in which they are saying it. Here he's talking within Rav Huna. Now Rav Huna, he hasn't yet addressed whether they're arguing or not, but the Rashi is going to soon suggest that they're arguing. At this point, we can assume they're arguing, which means that they are saying that it doesn't matter that you have karka, you have kesef, you can also pay with metaltulin. You can pay with shavah kesef. Why? Kamnil metavu. Rav Huna is answering the stira differently. And what is Rav Huna's answer? When you don't have your kesef, you don't have your meitav karka, then you can pay your shavah kesef. Says the Rush, in explaining that, kamnil metavu. And therefore, in that case, you can give your shavah kesef. And just another few words in the Rash. But lomatzi amalei, this is what the Gemara explains, is the chidush there. It's not a pshita, because lomatzi amalei zil terach v'zavin. The yisrei kesef o'meitav, then loiting l'shavah kesef. So everything is good, except that one line. When the Rash talks about, within Rav Huna, that which you're going to be able to give your shavah kesef, and you're not forced to have to convert it to kesef, the Rush explains it with the Lashon of Kamnili Meitav. What do we make of that? And some of you may like this in the Rush, I would think. I hope. What's Pshat in this Rush? So, and again, we're going to see this a few times. Kinnira, the Pshat is as follows. Obviously, the Meitav that the Torah says is required, the Meitav Sadeyu, or the Kesef equivalent, so you can't use the metaltulin, which basically means that you could take it somewhere else and sell it and convert it to kesef. It doesn't rise to the same level. So obviously from that perspective, that's why Rav Huna holds it's only b'dilesrei. B'dilesrei you can't. It's not the same. It's not the same level metav. But within the halacha of shavah kesef, maybe within the halacha of shavah kesef, there should be gradations itself. Within tier two, we should create gradations. In other words, there are some metaltelin that are easier, that are more valuable inherently, that have more of a metav quality than others. So why is it that the rule of shavah kesef doesn't differentiate between, let's say, fine gems and subin? In other words, it's all one category. But the Isra, you can't give shavah kesef, you can't give anything. Even avanim tovos, you can't give. And when it's lesrei, when you don't have kesef or meitav karka, then you can give everything, even subin. So that which you can give any shavah kesef, when I have karka, edis, when I have kesef, that's because shavah kesef, whatever it might be, doesn't rise to the level of meitav that the Torah is requiring, the standard of what the Torah says in meitav sadeh. That's Rav Huna's shita. Where does shavah kesef allow for payment? Only b'dilesrei. But why is it that when you can give your shavah kesef, you can give even suvin? That's what the Rush is inserting here. Here he's talking with Rav Huna. We'll see it again later as well, another few times. That the fact that there can be no differentiation, you can even give your subin, and we don't require the metaltelin that you're giving to have some kind of metav quality to it. That's going to be based on kol metav, but within tier number two. That's the stomach what the Rush will mean. So it's interesting discovery in the Rush. The Rush is allowing for seeing up to a certain point. The svav kol metav was not totally dismissed by Rav Huna. It's just that it's only relevant within the case of lesrei. Okay, Rabbi Osai, here we're going to see it again in the Rush. For now, this is what the Rush is saying immediately within Rav Huna. Again, beyond that, everything is setting up the Gemara the way we saw in Tosis. So Rav Huna's agenda is all to answer the kasha that was raised before, and the answer doesn't emerge until after the Gemara establishes, when Rav Huna responds to Rav Nachman, he says, Hachma eskinan b'dilesrei, and which therefore means, obviously, that the issue over there of why by Islay you can give shavah kesef is because of the metav. Because the metav demands, it has to be metav. Ad kedei kach that it would be a havamina that even if you don't have your meitav, you don't have your karka idis, you don't have your kesef, it's still not good enough. You have to find a way to convert your metaltrin into kesef, into meitav. So that's the chiddush that no, in that case we'll settle for a lower standard. That's the gemara. It's one gemara. Rav Huna's agenda is to answer the stira. And what we medayk yesterday is, according to this understanding, what was the stira? Between what? Between, it says, Meitav Sadeu, and what? What's the other half of the stira? Shavu Kesef. Don't add, the stira is only from what comes after that, the next two words, Rafilu Subin. I mean, that's also relevant, the fact that you can give any Shavu Kesef, but the stira immediately exists. When you ask from the Shavu Kesef, because all that is all, it's one category. And all that can only be used as payment when you don't have your meta. That means that the entire category of Shavu Kesef is not in the category of meta. And the answer is, you're right. But the Lesle then will accept that standard. Okay, this is what we have so far in the Rush. Continues the Rush. And again, this is you're starting out with Rashi here. Rav Huna Amar. It's an answer on the stira. V'chein kasev avalfis. So did the Rif say. The Rav Papa Rav Huna be Rav Shua pligi ad Rav Huna dahacha. What does the Rif hold? That there's a machokes between the Amoraim earlier, the two Amoraim earlier, and Rav Huna here. V'savri. And they hold the kol mili meitavu v'afilu subin. What does he mean, pligi? They hold kol mili, and Rav Huna didn't hold that. He just said a minute ago, Rav Huna also saying kol mili meitavu. What does he mean to say? They hold kol mili meitavu even on what level? Even chatchila. No, it's in absolute way. That's how you read the Rush. In other words, they hold kol mili meitavu carries the day. There's no differentiation between what the Torah would require with Meitav and in the case of Karka Ides, in the case of Kesef, and the case of Metaltelin. That Svara is so compelling that you could go convert the Metaltelin, wherever it is, to Kesef. That's the Milo, that's it. That's what that's exactly what Meitav is. So he says, there's a Machlokas. And therefore, who do we Paskin like? The Paskin's like them. Upasa kra papa v'nebevishua di'inon basroi. And so we saw quoted in Tosis as well. That was the next part of the Tosis. That Tosis says, "B'sefer Avalfis Pirish Ravuna Veveshua Rapapa Do El Pligid Ravuna Dahacha De Inu Savi Komi LeMeitavu Vafilu Subin Ravuna Savar De Lo Havi Meitav Ela O Kesav O Kakir." Tosis explains Mefurish that Ravuna says Meitav is on Kesav O Kakir. He can't give the other things. And the Reb Paskin's like them. Upasak kira papa ne reshua she'en basrat. Back in the Rush. Now comes Rabbeinu Tam. And here again we're going to see shinuyim between the Rush and Tosis, a little bit more in the Rush than we saw in Tosis. Rabbeinu Tam pasak kira funa. Meaning that the only time, lahalacha lamaisa, sak halacha, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the only time that a nizik could pay with Shavu Kesef is when he doesn't have Meita, doesn't have Karka Idis, he doesn't have Kesef. Then he could pay with Shavu Kesef. And then he goes on to discuss the Gimel Dinim. But Rabbeinu Tam's point by Nezikin is, the halacha is, O Kesef, O Meita, as Tosis of the Ilesli Afilu Subin, let's see now in the Rush. Rabbeinu Tam Pasa Krav Huna, Bid Islei. If you go, meaning to say, only Bid Islei, when it's Bid Islei, then you can't give Shavu Kesef. The Kasa B'Sefer HaYashar, that's the Rabbeinu Tam's classic work, Sefer HaYashar, work of Tshuvas, of Halacha. Shlosha Dinim B'Piron. There are three Dinim B'Piron. This is a famous idea that Tosis quotes often in Shas. The Gimel Dinim of Rabbeinu Tam here, Tosis quotes it. Tosis elsewhere, later in Bava Kama there, in Apara. Also in Tzadi Beis and Baba Basra. Tosis one place used the Lashon Margale, but Pumei Rabbeinu Tam. It's like it was on his lips. Three dinim bepiro. What are they? The Nezakin. By Nezakin, the rule is, O Kesef, O Meitav. K Kiravuna b'di isle. So when you have one or the other, then that's your choice between that. No other options. Can't give metalton, can't give shava kesem. B'ilesle, then we say, here again, notice the language. B'medaik. B'ilesle, then what? Komili meitavu. What would we have said? B'ilesle, then you can give what's not meitav. Again, b'medaik in the rush. Second time we've seen it. The pshat in the rush is that when you give, when it's lesle and you're giving it, it's komili meitav, the way we explained before, meaning to say there's no gradations by mekalter, by shavah kesef. You know, it's even silben. It's all within the tier number two, komili meitav. It all is going to be the same. But again, it's not going to be the level of tier number one, that when you have karkeidis, when you have kesef, that's going to be what you have to pay. You can't pay with shavah kesef. This is Rabbi Yonatan's psak, and this is when it comes to Nezikin, and that means he's passing the Gavuna. What are the other two categories? So now he continues with that. Ubal Chov, I Isrei Zuzi, Lamatsi Lisiluke El Bezuzi. The Bal Chov, you owe the money to the Malva. If you, the Lova, have money, have currency, then you can't pay him anything but that. Kidemuchach Biksubis Perka Kosev, Gabi Haihu Tolem Osa Benachri Hava. So this is category number two in Rabbeinu Tam's three dinim. By Bal Chov, if you have money, you have to pay money. He brings a Gemara and Ksuvis. This halacha is based on the Gemara and Baba Kama. Here in our Gemara with Rav Huna, this halacha by Bal Chov that you can only pay Zuzi if you have Zuzi, you can't pay with something else, is based on our Gemara? No. Absolutely, can't be. What's our Gemara based on? The Dinameta. Based on the Dinameta. The answer, Rav Huna is talking about the Halacha of Meta. Meta demands that you give O Kesef O Meta. This is a separate idea. Sun Si was shown that Russia is going to give a little bit of a Hesper. You gave money, you're expecting money back. You lent a person money, now you're giving me back something other than money. Elamai, if he doesn't have, then you can allow for something else. It's not the halacha of our Gemara. It's a new halacha. It's a different halacha completely. You don't have a source for this in our Gemara at all. He brings a Mark Suvis, good. That was the Gemara we read yesterday. They asked Rava, did you say this? That if he doesn't have money, that he has only land, he has to sell the land to give the money to pay? He says, no, I never said that. If he has only land, he doesn't have money, he can pay with land. I have a story that they report in your name? No, that was a nice specific story. Rashi says he had money, but he was saying it belongs to the guy, so therefore he was acting inappropriately, so therefore we coerced him, because he really did have money. Good. But what do you see in that Gemara? This halacha. That's Rabbeinu Tam's second rule, second case, second within the hierarchy of halachas of Piron. Back in the rush, okay. So second rule of Rabbeinu Tam: Lo bachol be yisrei zuzi lo matzu l'skuki el bezuzi kedemuchach b'ksuvis gabeu tomosa benachri had. Avol yisrei zuzi. If he doesn't have money, the lover doesn't have money. Lo, aminan zil trach v'aisrei zuzi ki de'isha hasan. That's the Gemara there. The first thing he could pay with karka if he doesn't have zuzi. That's within the case of Bal Chov. Now Rabbi Yonatan talked about another case, a variation of a Bal Chov case. What's that? The case of Mekach Tos. And there's Gemaras for this also. This next case, v'lokeach shenimtza ta'us b'mekcho. Nami dinahachi. If there's a toast in the item, so the lokeach is entitled to get a refund. So how does it get refunded? So now we have to consider two cases, maybe three cases. The mocher has money. Now within the category case that he has money, which money does he have? This is totally in the Gersos and the Gemara later. Let's think about it. the mocher has money, or he has the money that was paid, or he has none of the above. Okay? So Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion that what matters is, if he has money, he's got to pay money. Doesn't matter if it's the same money that he never yet used up, that was paid him, or it's other money. If he has money, it's the same thing as Balchov. But that already is towing your sos. Because there's a, maybe we'll look at it in a second. And this is also Mamashar Tosis as well, the same words. Come on. That's case number two of Rabbeinu Tam. Let's just see the last case, and maybe we'll come back in a second to what he brings from Hapara. The third thing, Upoel Ileske Labalabai Zuzi, a worker that's to be paid for his work. And the balabai is, the employer doesn't have money, so he wants to pay him with some other medium, like shava kesef or karka, whatever it might be. So then we tell the employer, no, you can't do that. You have to pay him dafka with zuzi, even if you don't have. That's the third category. We tell him, that's the Mishnah there. Take from what the things you were involved with working, take that, the value of what I owe you, as your payment. The reason, so Rashi says the reason is to do with the Tanai itself and the Baal Tohen. Other Rishonim say it's because Elavu Nosias Nafsho, a worker comes in, you have to recognize his expectation was to get paid money. That's what he's working for, that's his expectation, that's what you have to comply with. That's the third kid. Okay, so meanwhile, Rabbeinu Tam, in his list of three levels of Piron, you see that when it comes to Nezikin, who's he paskining like? He's like Rav Huna Vagamar. That's what the Rashi is now going to pick up on and try to understand why he paskins like Rav Huna and not like the others. Why should the others be the one to paskin like? Because they're later, they live later. So halacha kibasrei. That's what the Rav paskins like the other ones. Just to give our bearings a little bit, just to understand, he quoted Hapara, so just maybe helpful when we get to the Rashban, maybe later. The Gemara is in two places. The Gemara is here in Baba Kama, and also Tzadi Beis in Baba Basra. The story is a person sells a shore. So it's a Mekach Tos case. Right? Rabbeinu Tam equates Mekach Tos with Balchov. Right? So what was the case? He sells a Hamocher Shor Chaveiro, the Gemara quotes here, and then Baba Med Aleph, same Gemara there in Baba Basra, Moche Peres. The Nimtza Nagchan. So this could potentially be a Mekach Tos. It depends on why a person buys an ox. The ox is wild. So Rab says it's a Mekach Tos. Why is it a Mekach Tos? The Gemara explains, if the person bought the ox for harisha purposes, for plowing, then obviously it's a mekach tos. If you bought it to have dinner, shecht it, so it doesn't matter. Shecht it, you eat it. It doesn't matter what the temperament of the shore is. So the machokis has to do with, the Gemara is going to say, the whole issue. How do we assess the situation and what a person's das is when he buys a shore? The Gemara says, part of the shock of Tari, the Gemara says that Rab says, if Mekach Tos, Shmuel says, he could always say, the Mocha could say, I'm not giving you your money back, because my intention was to sell it to you for Shechita. So therefore it's not Mekach Tos. Within the Shechita Mekach Tos, the Gemara has this kasha on Amid Beis. The Ilekel Ishtarume Minei, Lishkele Gatura Bezuzi. The Ami Inshi Mimari Veshvasach Pari Ephra. No, what does that mean? The Gemara is asking Akasha, let him just simply take the shore. And that would be his money back. If it's owed money, so someone that you owe money from, just take the shore itself. Whatever you can take, brand. Take whatever it is, whatever you can take of the person. That's the Gemara that appears here as well as in Baba Basra. Now, the Shaila is the Girsa. The Girsa by us, Ilekalishtalume Mine Lishgelatur Bezuzi. Tosus, you notice here on Memphavam and Beis, see the top Tosus, everyone? I'm just showing you the parallel to Rabbeinu Tam by us. So, is the Garsi, there was a Girsa, the following. Did I give you this Tosus? I don't remember anymore. Yeah, okay. We're not going to dwell on it too much, just to see a little bit. The istigarsi idaleisa la'ani zuzi. That the Gemara is saying, when is the Gemara asking, let him take the shore? If he doesn't have the money. The mocha spent the money that it was paid him for the shore. Mashma. Shem ein osan mos be'en, shenasen lokech l'mocher. So as long as the original money that was transferred for the payment is no longer in the hands of the mocher, then afil isli zuze achrini lo yav lezuzi. Even if he has other money, he doesn't give him money. He can just give him the shore. That's what it would sound like according to that girsa. That's a girsa that appeared in his gemara. So this is going to be Rabosa, if you remember the Rashbam, if you got to the Rashbam in Sadi Beis in Baba Basra, that's that Rashbam, the Rach that he quotes in the Rashbam. This gears in Tosus B'mitzi Yudalit. Now, Tosus rejects this, because, and this is what we just saw in the Rash, Ve'ein nir l'Rabbeinu Tam. Me'acha she'mekach Tosu, Svarohu, she'dino k'din balchov. In other words, the fact that he owes money to reimburse, so he basically owes a chov. That's how Rabbeinu Tam frames it. You know, what's the halacha if you owe a chov to somebody and if you have money, you can't pay with anything other than money. Another medium is not going to work. And therefore, the girsa is not correct. It's not telling if he has that money or not. This is the point. And from here, Tosus again reiterates the Omer Rabbeinu Tam, Sheyesh Gimodinim. Meaning, L'Bachov, L'Nezakin, L'Sachir. The Bachov, Yis Rezuzi, L'Matzil Sluki B'Shamili, Kedit Pirashti. If he has money, he can't use any other medium to pay the Chov. V'Iles Rezuzi. But if he doesn't have, L'Matzil Amrina Rezil Trach, you can't tell him, go convert what you have to money. V'Zabin, V'Yis Rezuzi, Kin Mulchak Bakos. That's the Ksugi and Ksuvis. V'hacha b'shmaitin, okay. As well as an argamar, that's the sugging subas, and also argamar. If you're not gores that girsa, that hanizuzi, then this gemar is also mashma, that he means the gemar says he doesn't have any money. So then he gives him the shore. And then he has the other level of nizikin. Unizikin afil isri zuzi, matzil isruki ba'ara. L'rafuna. If you have money, but you also have karka idis, you can give payment of karka. The Amar Perkamo Kesef Ometav, Rapabin Vishua, Kamil Metavu. Here he doesn't tell you how he passes, but he passes like a funa. Ubesachir Fil Esri Zuzi, Amin Lezil Trach. So that's the Tosus here. Okay, soon we'll come back to Rashbam and Baba Basra, but this is a little bit more of a perspective on this issue. Again, this other category, there's three categories in Rabbeinu Tam. Category number one is Nezikin. The Mokar is our Sugya, because he passed him like Rav Huna, and therefore the Deisrei Karka Okesef, then he can't pay with anything other. That's Nezikin. That's the Deisrei. Unlike Rav Huna Veshua, who would allow you to pay Kol Mili Meitavu even if you have. That's what it would seem. From our Tosis, we'll see in the Rush. The second category is Balchov. If he has money, can't pay him with anything else. That is not our Gemara. That's a Svara. We have to know. Shelen Achronim, Ksos Nesivis, is it Doraisa, is it Drabanan? Not so clear, that idea. And then we have Poel, who you have to always give money to. The Gra, as in order yesterday, the Gra and the previous Tosfos raised the issue from this Rabbeinu Tam by Balchov. Sounds like Tosfos couldn't be asking the Kasha, or can have a simple answer to the Kasha that Tosfos raised at the end of the previous Tosfos. I'm not going to go over everything, but just if you remember, with the case of the person who didn't yet pay for the field, and it's Yotzo Le'asikin, you have all these people now saying, murmuring that it's theirs, and the question of whether he has to pay, and Shalom Bachrayis, they take it away, he's out of luck. Tosfos asked the question, let him just give the land back as payment. Tosfos has to give nafkaminas, it's not going to help him, it went down in price, it's by naturally, the whole case inherently goes down in price, not going to help you. Tosfos is asking, let him give the land back. Not so simple. The Gra says, according to Tosfos here, by Balchov, the Rabbeinu Tam says, Balchov, you have money, you can't pay with something else, like karka. No, so simply say the case will be that you have money. Right? So you see what the Gra says. L'fi masha kasa betosus de lamata, diba maska rafuna. I'm reading the Gra os gimel, right? On the tosus the lema. Lo kasha midi. Simple ha'ara. Then the Gra ends, but I Tosfos for Mitzia daf Yudal and Meralef de Maschol Ad. So what if we don't have it in front of me? What does Tosfos there say? That there was a girsa in the Gemara by a case of Nekach Tos. Idileski lahanizuzi. What Tosfos rejected here in Mefav on the base. Idileski lahanizuzi. Which sounds like that so long as the original money that was paid is not in the hands of the mocher can pay in any way, even if he has other zuzi. Now, if you hold that way, then we have room to say that, you know, that the Tosfos maybe would be asking valid kasha. That was what the Gra was pointing out. There's a lot of possible solutions. Maybe that case is different for whatever reason. The Pnei Yeshua, you can look and see what can be said for this kasha of the Gra, but that's in terms of the relationship vis-a-vis Balchov. Back to Nezikin now, okay? Back to Nezikin. How come? Back to Nezikin, okay? So what does Rabbeinu Tam hold by Nezikin based on our Gemara? What? O kesef o meitav, meaning if you have one or the other, no other options exist for you, okay? What happens to Rav Papa Yeshua? Kol milu meitav? Don't they hold that you can give even the Tautelin? So the way it came out from Artosis, Rabbeinu Tam paskins like Rafun. The Rush has two Mahalchim in Rabbeinu Tam. From Tosis, it just sounds like the Rif paskins like them, like Rav Pambi Rishua, Basroi, and Rabbeinu Tam paskins like Rafun. That's how Tosis presented it. Why? Tosfos doesn't really fill us in. Rabbeinu Tam ain't Shover Cain. The Rif Paskins like them. Shein Basroi. Rabbeinu Tam ain't Shover Cain. Why not? Halacha ki Basroi. Tosfos leaves us hanging. Doesn't say. The Rush has two suggestions, but that's Rabbeinu Tam. Why is he Paskin like Rav Huna here by Nezikin? Kesef Ometav, and he can't give Shover Kesef. And he ignores Rav Huna Be'Rishua and Rav Papa earlier. Okay, we can pick up the rush where we are right now. Umasha lo pasik. So I'm just showing you, like, the Tosfos is very bekitzer. The rush is a lot more details, a lot more nuanced in the points that he presents. Umasha lo pasik Rabbeinu Tam. Chebra, we have it? Yeah? Back in the rush? Yeah, where we are? Yeah? Everybody? Good. Umasha lo pasik Rabbeinu Tam. I mean, he should actually pass like them, the halacha, like those who follow, who are later generations. They're a later generation. Sarach Lomar, says the Rush initially as follows. Sarach Lomar, the Savar, the Lo Pligi, Ad Rav Huna. The Rabbeinu Tam holds that it's not a machlokas. They agree with Rav Huna. What's Rav Huna? What comes out of Rav Huna? That you can only give mitautkin shavu kesef b'makom you don't have kesef omeita. So he says they agree with it. When they said kol mitavu, that's only in case of a deresle. V'lo asu ela l'shnuyei rumya dekroy hadadi. Their agenda was just to work out how to reconcile the psukim, the obscurus of psukim. And on that, they brought in their point of kol mila meitavu. V'achi kama, lo kasha adiksiv meitavu ksiv krachwina yosha filo subin. Di leske meitav sada afil yavli subin meitavu. V'ein tzarach litin lo meitav metalterin. So their point is that you can give any shava kesef, even subin. But we can't ignore the fact that the Pasuk states Meitav Sadeh Yishalem, and therefore what does that suggest? If you have Meitav Sadeh, then you're bound to give that. You can't decide to give instead Shavu Kesef. You have to give your Karka Yidis. You can't decide to give Shavu Kesef. The Kesef Nami Kimeitav, and that's also good enough, Dechsev Kesef Yashav Avalov. Stop. So this is the first Malachin Rabbeinu Tam. The second, let's just touch the words. I know what you're going to ask the stomach, maybe you don't. Okay, what is he saying? That the first approach of Rabbeinu Tam is Rabbeinu Tam passing as Rav Huna because he doesn't see them as machokes at all. That which emerges from Rav Huna, that the halacha that you give Shavu Kesef is only b'delesrei, they accept that. But they're just coming to explain the Sturas of Sukkim, namely, how can it be that you can give Shavu Kesef of any kind, Afilu Subin? Again, what case are we dealing with? Case of Bidalesle. There's a Pasuk says, Meitav Sadeyu. So if you have that, you have to give that. Can't give Shavu Kesef. But if you don't have that, Kesef is equal to that, so fine. If you don't have Kesef or Meitav, now you can give Shavu Kesef, but there's no halacha to give a special type of Shavu Kesef, you can give Subin also. So that's what they explain. The Sturas of Psukim, in that perspective, it's not a problem that says that when Marbe Subin, it says Meitav, the answer is Kol Mila Meitav. But it's all a case of Lesre. So Rabbeinu Tam says, oh, I passed like Rav Huna, there's no Machokas on that point. Alec, your question is?
I was wondering if, even with the fact that Papa can agree with Rav Huna, you could still differentiate sense of you have an obligation to give
Meitav
now.
Again, one more time.
Yeah, within Rav Huna,
no.
You can still say that the Shavu Kesef is not considered Meitav, and there's no obligation.
There's no well, again, let's remind ourselves the lesson of the Rush before the Kol Mila Meitav of the Rush before. You don't have to give the Meitav that the Torah is speaking about if you don't have it. Therefore, you can give Shavu Kesef, whatever it might be. That's Rav Huna. Rav Papa Rav Yeshua L'chora is saying that you can give your Shavu Kesef and even Subin, even when you have your Kesef or Karka Yidis. And Rabbeinu Tam sounds like he's ignoring that. So now the Rush is suggesting in the first approach for Rabbeinu Tam, which is not something we find in Tosfos at this point, that Rabbeinu Tam assumes that there really is no machlokas. They're going after Rav Papa. They understand that the Torah's case of Shavu Kesef is talking about when you don't have Bidalesre. But even within the case of Bidalesre, the Torah says you can even give Subin, and they're bothered by that being a stira to the halach of Meitav. So they're answering that by saying, "Shino, kol mila meitavu." So it's not a stira to meitav, but it's all within the case of lesre. Those are the words of the Rush. What do we need to figure out here a little bit more to flesh out? You hear what? That's what the Rush is. Those are the words of the Rush. No, let's go back to Rav Huna. And what was Rav Huna's agenda? The Rush only speaks about what they want. They just start trying to resolve the Sefirot of Psukim. And what was Rav Huna coming to do? So in Tosis we saw two suggestions. Either Rav Huna is coming to answer the Sefirot of Psukim Buhispika Saim Dvarav, so that's the Girsa Rav Huna Amar. Tosis adds, or Amar Rav Huna, he's just going on the Mishnah with a separate comment, Meitav Ha'aretz. Oh, it could be Kesef, oh Meitav, could even be Kesef. Independent point. The Rush didn't quote that second Girsa. So the Rush you have to go back to where the Rush began. The Rush begins with Balatarz Kroidul Elvis Yosem Dvara. That means that Rav Huna's agenda is to the Miyashiv the Sefirot of Psukim. So it comes out now when you go on in the Rush, and now you see what the Rush is doing for Rabbeinu Tam. So that means that you have both Rav Huna and Rav Huna Yeshua both coming with the same agenda. Yeah? They're coming to Miyashiv the Sefirot of Psukim. And they said one thing. And they said, Kol mi l'meitavu. And Rav Huna has come to Miyashiv Sefirot HaPsukim, and he used different language. He says, Hachma eskinan b'dalesle. I understand. And they all hold of each other. It's like each one is coming to do the same thing, and they're speaking different language. What's going on? Well, slow. You hear what I'm trying to understand? What's going on in the Rush? The Rush begins with Rav Huna is being Miyashiv Sefirot HaPsukim. Along the way, he brings Rabbeinu Tam, who paskins like Rav Huna, but seems to ignore what was mentioned earlier. Says the Rush, they don't argue with Rav Huna, they agree with Rav Huna. But they're Miyashiv, they're coming to address the Sefirot HaPsukim. So what did they say in response? Kol mi l'meitav, u'en b'dalesle. And Rav Huna was also coming to address the Sefirot HaPsukim. And he answers b'dalesle. He's like, why is one... Who's answering this Sefirot HaPsukim? Why is each one saying something different? You should be able to answer this, Kash. I think you can. I think it's implicit in something we said already, and maybe in the Rush, the Lashon itself. Want to make sure everyone hears the Kasha first, Ari. Make sure everyone hears the Kasha. Everyone hear the Kasha? Everyone with me? The Kasha, I want to understand Pshat and the Rush. The Rush is learning Pshat and Rabbeinu Tam. Why do we paskin like Rav Huna and ignore seemingly those who argue in Rav Huna and lived later, and they should be the Lacha Kibas, right? Because they don't disagree. They also only talking b'delesle. But they're coming simply to Yashir the Sefirot HaPsukim. And what did Rav Huna come to do, if not that? The Rush started off by saying he was coming for the same thing. So what Rav Huna is talking about, to reconcile the Psukim, and he says, the Pasuk of Yashir is b'delesle. And they're coming to the Miyashir the Sefirot HaPsukim, and they say, Kol mi l'meitavu. So you can give your Subin. So who's answering the Sefirot HaPsukim? And why are they using different angles? No. So I think Ari was first. No? Okay.
According to the Rush and Tosos, the stira that we're trying to, that Rav Huna here on Tess is dealing with, and Bim Yashiv, is the fact that you have a pasuk of Meitav, and you have another pasuk that says you can use just Shavah Kesef, you can use Kesef, really even Kesef, he's talking about Kesef in general, that you can use something else besides for land. Okay. Well, when it comes
Shavah
to...
Shavah Kesef. No, okay. Who's answering that stira?
Rav Huna.
Good, and what are they answering?
And they're talking about Subin.
Very good. Machavin? Yeah? Each other?
He got it.
Good. What is the pshat? The Lashon HaRush is quite meduyik. We already said the word earlier. Rav Huna is answering Sefirot HaPsukim, but from what perspective? Remember, when Rav Huna says b'de'isle, b'de'lesle, that means b'de'lesle, when you have Kesef Omeitav, you can't give what? You can't give Subin, or you can't give any Shavah Kesef? No? What is it? B'de'isle, when you have Kesef Omeitav, you can't give any Shavah Kesef. And why not? The Mahalach right now is because of the din of Meitav, right? Because of Meitav. That means that nothing is called Meitav, even if it's a very valuable item, a metaltlin. It's not called Meitav. It's not the standard of Meitav. So it precludes giving any Shavah Kesef. So the stira would already be vis-a-vis Shavah Kesef. How can it be says Meitav, it says Shavah Kesef? The answer is, when you're not, then you don't have your Meitav of Karka or Kesef, then you give Shavah Kesef. That's Rav Huna. What the Rush is now saying is Rav Huna ben Rav Yeshua and Rav Papa don't disagree on that. They agree that when you have kesef or karka idis, when you have kesef or meitav, you can give metaltu. But that's only half an answer. Because there's another aspect to the stiras of psukim that wasn't addressed by Rav Huna. Rav Huna was addressing the stira in terms of shavah kesef squaring with meitav. So he answers b'dilesrei. That's when you can give shavah kesef. What are the other amurayim coming to address? There's another part of that drasha. Yashiv, l'rabas shavah kesef, and what? Filu subin. Means that you can give any shavah kesef, even subin. Subin, how do you call that meitav? You should have to give a shavah kesef, a metaltrin that has a meitav quality to it, not subin. So the stira is still relevant vis-a-vis the subin, that you can give subin. So again, they don't argue with Rav Papa, but they're answering the stira on a different level, in a different detail. And that's what they're answering. No, metaltrin kol nira meitavu, so everything in metaltrin is in the same category, it has the quality of meitav, because you can sell it somewhere. That's mamash meduik in the Rosh and the Rush. If you look again in the Rush, again, this is his first approach within Rabbeinu Tam. Masha lo pasak Rabbeinu Tam ki Rav Papa and Rav Yeshua tzarech lomer desaba delo pligid Rav Huna velo asu el leshnui rumi dekroy adadi. How so? V'halki kamar. Lo kasha wat hadich siv meitav uksiv krach rina yashiv afil subin. It's not a problem that it says meitav and it also says subin. The ilesre meitav sadeh, again, because that's already after Rav Huna. The ilesre meitav sadeh, in the case of lesre, that Rav Huna already established that the din of shavah kesef is a second tier. Because there's an absolute meitav, and then there's the shavah kesef, that's only by the lesre that you can give shavah kesef. But even within that case, the ilesre meitav sadeh is the standard, the gold standard, you could say, that the Torah is establishing, kesef is equal to that. O kesef o meitav, that's the gold standard, but then you have ilesre meitav sadeh, then what is the Torah also saying within that din of yashiv, the second tier? Afilu yavre subin meitavu. Again, the Russian is what? Even yavre, it's called meitav. Again, we're talking about tier 2 of meitav. Again and again and again, you see in the Rush, that even within tier 2, there's a standard of meitav, but it's not the same standard that we started with. But you can give subin. It's also meitav. The insarach litengol meitav metaltelin. Well, that's what they're machadish. That's their chidush. I feel yavri subin meitav. That's what they're machadish. That is also counting for the meitav of tier number 2. You don't have to give meitav metaltelin. But olam in because in the pshuto the pasuk is meitav sadeh yishalem and therefore yisrei bayu meisav lei. You have to give your meitav sadeh. That's what the Torah says. The Torah says meitav sadeh. What about kesef? That's the same. The kesef nami kimeitav dechsev kesef yashiv levolam. Okay, this did not appear in Tosfos. This approach for Rabbeinu Tam. Yeah, are you? No. Yeah, Eli.
Don't we see Rav Papa's kiddush in Rav Huna already though? Because Rav Huna also says kol nira.
Until now, right, the Rush said it in Rav Huna, but he was saying it, ki'ilu, that was, you know, how the Rush understood Rav Huna. But Rav Huna didn't say it explicitly, maybe implicit in some way. The Rush said it before. Now he's saying it mefurish, that's bedas, that's what they were coming to do. That's what they were coming to mechadish. And they agree with Rav Huna. Inami. So that's one suggestion for Rabbeinu Tam. Inami, pligi hadadi. Really, there is a machlokas. Why is Rabbeinu Tam ignoring the basroi, passing at Rav Huna? Umid the cover of Ashi, shinuya de Rav Huna, bachrona. Since Rav Ashi puts Rav Huna's answer, see again, the Rush never fell away that Rav Huna is an answer. But Tosa suggested alternatively that the girsa could be Amar Rav Huna, it's going at Likoyam Asnisin. The Rush never did that. That's another shinui the Rush and Tosas. Could make a list after Shir, all the shinuim that we were omed on the Russian Tosis, just to see, how they contrast. But it's an answer. But his answer comes after everything; it's last. So that indicates halacha like Rav Huna. The il kadam Rav Papa, he came before in terms of when he lived, Rav Yeshua. But still, since Rav Ashi put it there, chashav le'ikr. So we have a major machlokas. So here, the Rush. This next part, I don't know if I'm going to go so much in detail, just going to show you what does the Rush want to say lahalacha. V'nirin, nirin divrei Rav Alphas Iker. So says the Rush, I think the Rav is correct, the halacha, that therefore you could even give a tautelin if you have kesef or meitav sada, you could still give a tautelin. Why? The Rav Kana, Talmidei the Rava, Rav Kana, who's a Talmud of Rava de Basrahu, Savar, Kirapapa, and Rav Yeshua. And here he has this raya from the Gemara later. Maybe we'll leave it. He has a Gemara with the Shaila of Mes Yalo. We'll leave it. The Sefer Yashar Ben Otam does have his Mesiachis to this Kasha, and he gives the Teretz. The whole Indian, he wants to work out the case could be that he doesn't have. The Rush has a Kasha of Nad Gemara. The Gemara brings in the Rush of Yashar, Rabbi Sefer Kasha Filosubin, and the Pashtus, the Gemara. If you hold like Rav Huna, the Gemara should say he can't do it because he happens to have Kesef Omeitav. Ben Otam says, the Pasuk there is the says, Shal Misham Shor Tachas Hashor, sounds like he doesn't have Kesef. Okay, it's a separate Indian, we'll leave it. Then the Rush has another thing. This really comes back to the point that Tosa says. Before I said Tosa, the Rush didn't say it, he says it later. After this raya, he says, "Amechuver shebekuan, the best of everything kisfarm degarsi amarafuna." So here he says what Tosfos says in the beginning. Until now, he was going that Rafuna is answering the stirus of sukim. Now he says it's a new thing. O kesef ometav amastisim koi tekan tashkum inezek metav haaretz v'asul hashmina dekesef kimetav. The hashta ain raya l'psak rabbeinu tam. If that is true, then for sure there's no raya. If it's an answer to the kasha, Rashi leaves it for last. Then maybe it's a raya that we should hold like Rav Huna's answer, even though he came before. But if it's not that, it's a comment which is independent of the spirits of Sukkim, then there's no raya anymore. The raya falls away. And Rav said, "Masha sido so Rav Ashi b'achron did masnisin amal amilsei v'akati lo mikroy adad yad shik shol b'ayu rava." And the mela there, yeah. May let us see the last few lines. This for Hashlama. Lenin Prias Balchov. Back to the issue of Prias Balchov. Nirali Yisrei Glova Metaltali Umekarkoi. Kafinle Lamesavle Metaltali. If the Lova has Taltin and Karka, so we force him to pay Metaltalin. Imchavitz Balchia Malva Yosin Mekarkoi. Interesting. He says what? If the Malva prefers Metaltalin over Karka, then we force him to pay that. Kivin dezuzi yarv shakil kol mili demikra pfele zuzi. Rabbeinu Tam established that you can give zuzi, you can't give anything other than zuzi if you have zuzi. Right? That was that ish. What about if you have a metaltalin and a karka? Can you give either? Or do you have to give a metaltalin? So the Rush is saying, whatever is closer to kesef, you have to give. And the reason is, you could sell it somewhere else, but the other way, metaltalin. Okay. All this is Rabbeinu Tam and the world of Rabbeinu Tam and Tosis and the Rush. Let's come back and understand Rashi, what we did yesterday, and see how strikingly different Rashi is in this sugya. Tosis said that Rav Huna's agenda was to answer the kasha in the way that the Gemara ends up saying, Hachamai skinan b'delesle. Maisa Rashi is no indication of that. No indication of that at all. Rashi is mashma that Rav Huna's answer is finished. Right? Rav Huna's answer is finished. Lo kasha kroy d'le'el kesef v'meta d'och kam rachmana. No indication of Rashi that he's not done. Rashi, in other places, when the point was not yet finished, Rashi says the Gemara is going to right away jump on it, and then he'll explain what he meant. Rashi doesn't say that; they're silent. Bachal, it's not mashma from Rashi that the answer comes later. Moreover, we showed yesterday, if you learn pshat the way Tosfos learns that Rav Huna came to answer the stiras of psukim, then it's muchach that there's a stiras of psukim already before you get to subin, right? Shavu kesef doesn't square with meitav. And the answer is b'delesle. But Rashi, numerous times earlier, seemed to understand the very stira, not from Shavu Kesef per se. Rashi could conceive of Shavu Kesef that is meitav. There could be cases of Shavu Kesef meitav. Rashi only was bothered, the Gemara was only bothered, according to Rashi, from the case of Subin. So then this pshat can no longer work. The pshat that Tosfos says in the Gemara, right? So that also doesn't. Moreover, the Lashonos of Rashi further. Rav Nachman asks, we have the drasha of Shavu Kesef. So Rashi says, V'at Amit Kesef. What is that? I mean, the kasha is that you never answered the stira. Yashiv, and it's filosubin. What's V'at Amit Kesef? What does it do then? Next Rashi. V'delesrei lo kesef lo sadas. V'delesrei, not kesef, not sadas. If the issue is that when you have meitav, you can give what's not meitav, then what should be the issue? V'delesrei what? And when you don't have meitav, then you can give substandard. So v'delesrei what? Lo kesef lo meitav. Karkeidis. Rashi's lashon is sadas. No, what's going on? What's the pshat in Rashi? Kinnereh says Rav Nachman in Stamma, what comes out in the Gemara. This is the Stam, the pshat in Rashi. That the stiras apsukim is resolved when Rav Huna immediately speaks, O kesef, O meitav. What does that mean? So it means that Rav Huna says the kasha never starts. You have a stira. What? It says meitav sodeyu, and it says what? Yashiv l'rabba shtevah kesef yusubim. Safuna, my papa gave an answer. No, it's always called meitav when it's metaltlin. Even subin is mizdavin somewhere, you can sell it, it's meitav. No, nothing doing. The whole halacha of meitav was stated in the context of paying with karka. When you're talking about a different form of payment, a payment for the category of kesef payment, then there's no halacha of meitav. Says Rav Huna, these are the words of the answer. Oh kesef, oh meitav. No, meitav is only when it's not the world of kesef. Oh kesef, oh meitav. That's the answer. Oh kesef, oh meitav. Those words answer the spirit. What are you asking? How can you give subin? It's not meitav. The halacha of meitav is only when you're not paying kesef, when you're paying karka. It's the different ways to pay. You can pay through the framework of kesef. Kesef has a subcategory called shavu kesef, because you can convert it to kesef. Karka apparently is a different form of payment. Karka. Karka. Could be it's harder to sell, you can't take it anywhere else. So that's a different, you can pay karka. It's another way to pay. Says Rav Huna, the din of meitav is distinct from the payment of kesef. Oh, kesef, oh, meitav. No, that's it. That's the answer. Zel, done. That's the yishuv of psukim. In fact, Rav Nachman, Rav Huna, did I hear you right? Oh, kesef, oh, meitav? Is that precise language? Kesef? We have a mefurish adrasha. Yashiv l'rabos shava kesef. Nothing to do with subin. Okay, if you gurus it, just because that's the right words in the brisa. When the Rashbam quotes it, you'll see in Baba Basi, it doesn't quote that feel stupid. The kash is simple. At Amrit Kesef, there's a rule of Shavu Kesef. Shavu Kesef. So what do you think? Oh, Kesef, oh, Meitav. You sound like there's no din Shavu Kesef. There's a Shavu Kesef. We have a drasha before Rashi. Yashid, Shavu Kesef. New Indian, new sugya, new discussion. Says Rav Huna, the din of Shavu Kesef that you can pay for the Zika with Shavu Kesef is only when you don't have Kesef. Rashi adds, when you don't have what? Kesef or sados. What kind of sados? Edis? No. When you don't have real estate and you don't have kesef, then you pay shavu kesef. That's Rashi. That's the sugya. It's a sugya of shavu kesef. When is shavu kesef valid as a payment? This discussion is not limited to a context of nezikin. This is the sugya of shavu kesef. This is a new gemara. The first part of Rav Huna, that was answering the stira of psukim, that there's no din meitav except by karka. Zehu. So there's nothing to ask. It's mentioned after the whole sugya runs its course, because it's coming from a whole different place. The earlier point was an answer to the kasha. Rav Papa, Rav Huna, they answered the kasha. Rav Huna looks at the kasha and stares it in the face. There's no kasha. You have to hold it's a kasha to give a teretz. Stira, Meitav, Yashiv, Subin. Oh, it's one teretz. The teretz is Subin counts as Meitav. Rav Huna says, what's the problem? There's no din Meitav. Except by Karak. Oh, Kesef, oh, Meitav. Ask Rav Nachman a separate point, a separate kasha. But what about Shavu Kesef? You say, oh, Kesef or Meitav? You should say, Kesef or Shavu Kesef or Meitav? You say, oh, Kesef. Sounds like Kesef and not Shavu Kesef. What happened to didn't Shavu Kesef ke Kesef? So that's a kasha of Nachman. So he says, no, the din of Shavu Kesef, counting as Kesef, is only B'delesle. B'delesle, oh, Kesef, oh, Sardos. What would be like a very perfect nafka mina between the approach that Tosis takes to the sugya, that B'delesle means based on the din of Meitav, or the way we just present for Rashi, B'delesle, and therefore you have a din of Shavu Kesef ke Kesef, or be a nafka mina. If you have Sada Ziburis, you don't have Sada Idis. Right? You don't have Sada Idis. So according to Tosis, what does that qualify? Yisrei or Lesrei? What? Lesrei. He doesn't have Edis. So he can give. So then there's no din that you have to give Meitav. You don't have to go sell your Metalkin to get Kesef. You can just give your Metalkin. But according to Rashi, the only time Shavu Kesef can be given is Lesrei lo Kesef lo Sardos. If you don't have Kesef, or you don't have real estate. Real estate can be anything. But if you have Tziburis and you have to pay that, you can't give your Shavu Kesef. I want to end, the Rashbam will have to, you look in the Rashbam, Mechora in Bava Basra Tzadi Beis, it's Kinnat Muchach in that Rashbam that the Sugya Bar Gemara, Rav Huna of B'Delesrei, is a Sugya that relates to Balchov. So, how can you say that? A Sugya is about Nezikin. Mamish, what we just said, because the earlier part of the Gemara, that's Rav Huna's Yishuv of the Steer, that's Nezikin. What Rav Nachman is asking him when he answers back, but the Lesley, that's about Shavu Kesef Kekesef. That's the issue by Balchov. See, Rabbeinu Tam, when he talks about Balchov and the standards over there, when you can give something other than Zuzi, we have to deal with other Nyanim, other Svaris. You know, in other words, you gave him Zuzi, expect Zuzi back. It's not the Sugya of our Gemara. That Agamar has no bearing in that issue. But the way that the Rashbam seems to say, it's Agamara. Why is that? That's the way that we see in Rashi. That's the Derech of Rashi. Because the Sugya, after Rav Huna gives the answer for the Stira, then we have a discussion of Shavu Kesef Kekesef. And the emphasis Tosis and Kedushin, that Beis is Mashba that way too. Again, Tosis and Mesechtas doesn't have to be the same Baal Tosis. It's Mashba that this Inyan B'Delesrei is a discussion of when Shavu Kesef is Kekesef. And it's not unique to case of Nezikin. I just want to end with this interesting Nekuda. We have to get to the Nemuki Yosef, a whole different Mahalach in terms of the standards of when you pay and why you pay. That'll be for tomorrow. But this end with this Ha'ara. Tosis on Davav HaMedeis references our Gemara of Rav Huna, O Kesef O Meitav. You remember this? Tosis was wondering, could I have a nafkamina of Rabbi Yishmael L'chumra, Rabbi Akiva L'ku? Rabbi Yishmael holds, Bede, what Shaiminan? Bede, Nizik Shaimin. Rabbi Akiva says, Bede Mazik. So the Gemara gives a nafkamina that the Ziburis of the Nizik, the Ziburis of the Mazik, rather, is the equal of the Edis of the Nizik. So Rabbi Yishmael would be enough to give your Ziburis, because if your Ziburis is equal to the Edis of the Nizik, you can give that. Kiva would require you to give your Edis, which is obviously the Chumrah. Tosis is wondering, could I have a nafkamina in the other direction? Rabbi Akiva will be the Kula, Rabbi Yishmael the Chumrah. So Tosis says right away, maybe you'll say nafkamina could be, if the Nizik's Edis is more than anything the Mazik has. The Edis of the Mazik is the Ziburis of the Nizik. So he'll have to go sell it. He'll have to go buy karka that's equal to the Edis and Nizik. No, that you don't have to do. So that's not a good nafkamin. that Rabbi Shlomo should be a chumra because you're not mechoyev liknos. Okay, but then Tosis ends with the following nafka mina. If the mazik doesn't have ki idus de nizik, what he has doesn't equal the idus de nizik, but leman de amar kesef ometav, who's that? Of Huna. Yisharim kesef l'Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Akiva l'Yisharim l'Ometav Shalom. So it says, here I have enough gemina. If you hold like Rav Huna kesef l'Ometav, so then, according to Rabbi Akiva, well, you just give your Yidis, fine. But according to Yishmael, that you need to pay, you need a dinner, there's a dinner metav, but the metav of the nizik is not, you don't have something equal that matches the metav of the nizik. So what are you going to have to do? You have to pay kesef. Because your metav is not going to be metav because it's not equal to metav din nizik. So what do you have to do? You have to pay kesef. No, this is what Tosis says. So there is a possibility of Yishmael l'chumra. Now, we know that Rashi numerous times says that Yishmael is never l'chumra. It's global. Hakasav Rashi holds that Yishmael cannot be l'chumra. So at the time, we had an approach why Rashi couldn't accept this nafka mina, based on what we said then, that Yishmael really understands that metav is metav demazik, the Torah is giving you a cap. You can't go beyond. Okay, that's all good. But in light of this Rashi here, it's for another reason that Nafkamina is not going to hold. What was Tosis Nafkamina? That Rabbi Shmuel would require you to do what? Because of Din of Meitav. Do what because of Din of Meitav? Pay Kesef. Because of Din of Meitav. Right? So you don't have Meitav Dinizik. You have to give Kesef. That's assuming that there's a din of metav, and you have to fulfill metav through either metav or kesef, which is metav. But how did Rashi learn this sugya? Oh, kesef or metav. Metav is only a din? Where? Mm-hmm. Karka. Oh, kesef or metav. Precisely that. Oh, kesef or metav. In other words, the din of metav is specific by karka. It's either this or that. No, so in a case like this, where you don't have metav because you don't have metav din nizik, so then there's no din of metav. So then, okay, you have to give kesef. You can't require you to kesef me din metav. To the contrary, oh kesef, oh metav. Kesef is not me din metav. There's a din of metav by karka, and there's a din of kesef. So Tosis l'shitaso that the halacha is that you have to give metav, and metav can be fulfilled through metav of karka or with kesef. And if you have one of the other of those, you can't give Shavah Kesef, you can't give Subin. Yes, it also has this nafkamina for Bishmael that if you don't have Meitav Dinizik, then you still have to Mimakayim Meitav through giving Kesef. Yeah, and Rabbi Kiva would not require that because there's no Meitav Dinizik, so you give Meitav Demazik. That's all within Tosis, that the Kesef is within the world of Meitav. For Rashi, to the contrary, in Rav Huna, O Kesef, O Meitav. So if you don't have Meitav, then there's nothing to do. You don't give kesef. You can give whatever. You can give whatever you have.